We thought that it's a wonderful location, especially for young people, to have this exhibition in Pisa, which is a privileged city in the history of physics and astronomy. We know that Galileo was born in Pisa, and for the history of the Vatican Observatory, it was also an important city, an important place, because Cardinal Maffei was archbishop there in the early part of the 20th century, and he was an important figure in the history of the Vatican Observatory. He was president of the Vatican Observatory, and the Pope at the time, Pius X, gave him an important mission because at the time the observatory was in a delicate situation. So with his support and his wisdom, the observatory came out from a delicate moment. So Pisa is relevant for the history of astronomy and for the history of the Vatican Observatory, and with the sponsorship of the Palazzo Blu that made it possible. We are very pleased to collaborate also with the Italian National Institute of Nuclear Physics.
The subject matter is stories from other worlds, and we were told, you know, how little we know about the makeup of our universe, you know, the fact that we only know about 4%. How soon is it going to be before we start to get to know that remaining 96% of dark matter, dark energy?
I don't know how to answer that question. At the moment, we know that the Big Bang cosmology model helps us to understand the origin and evolution of stars, galaxies, and planets, other worlds. But in this explanation, in this model, there are concepts that we don't know yet. We know the effects of these ideas, this concept, like dark matter and dark energy. We know the effects, but we don't know what kind of matter or energy we are dealing with. So these are open questions, and who knows when we are going to get the answer.
And the fact that the universe is so much bigger than was thought in the past, I mean, are we going to discover in the future that it may be even bigger than we think it is now?
Well, we know that the universe is expanding, and in this expansion is accelerating. So it's growing faster and faster. We know this, the universe is accelerating with the observation of supernovae star, this very bright star that exploded very far in the universe. From this explosion, we can measure the brightness, and from these observations, the astronomers deduce that the universe is accelerating and expansion. In fact, the Nobel Prize in Physics last year was for this important research.
And of course, the question that everybody asks in this, you know, what are the chances of finding some other kind of planet similar to Earth, of similar life forms? I mean, how real do you personally think it is that something does exist out there?
Well, we know that there are about 700 planets, exoplanets, planets that are orbiting other stars. And of course, this brings the question about life elsewhere in the universe. At the moment, we don't have any proof of the existence of life in the universe. I don't know when we might find life, even primitive life. I think in any case, it would be very difficult, almost impossible, because of the distances in the universe, that we might encounter or meet other beings. Or I think it would be very difficult because of the scale of the universe and how advanced at least is our technology. But this is a personal opinion.
And do you have any other exciting projects for the future that you can share with us?
Well, the study of exoplanets, the observatory is involved in this kind of research. And another project, not a research project, but it's related to our research, are the summer schools. Every 2 years, we have a school for grad students coming from different countries. Next summer, we are going to have the next summer school. It's about the formation and evolution of stellar clusters. We have already the faculty, the academic program, and we will have 25 students from 23 countries. So it's a very international school with students coming from, especially from developing countries.